You're listening to Real World News. Food sovereignty and GMO.
2023, Uruguay has symbolically become agriculture's capital city, receiving hundreds of producers, technicians, organizations, and institutions working on food sovereignty and agroecology. This is because from April the 30th to May the 3rd, three major parallel events took place in the city. The third Native Seed Festival, organized by 23 Municipality, the second meeting of the Agroecology Network, and the biannual meeting of the Native Seeds Network. But in addition, there were tons of workshops, talks, documentary screenings, and roundtables on sustainable production, the need for public policies to promote it, and the impact of tree and soy monoculture plantations on Uruguayan agriculture and economy. The leading role of the municipality has not developed by chance. Under Gerardo Amaral's administration, member of the Frente Amplio Party, the Agency of Territorial Food Sovereignty, SAT, was created. A member of the agency, José Puigdeval, talked to us during the event in the framework of the live broadcast carried out by Real World Radio. People working at the SAT are increasingly participating in this type of events, farmers, fishermen, beekeepers, etc., and also institutions like some NGOs, which have strongly supported this effort, and we are seeing its results now, stated Puigdeval. The University of the Republic, member of the Native Seeds Recovery and Reappreciation Network, through the Agronomy School, was also present at the banks of Olimar River, with a delegation from the Extension Service and its authority Humberto Tomasino. Tomasino is a specialist in environment and development issues and gave a lecture on the challenges of sustainability in the Uruguayan agriculture sector, and together with his team was part of panels and roundtables. On the participation of a delegation from the Landless Rural Workers Movement from Brazil, Puigdeval highlighted a working agreement among 33 Municipality, the NGO Pindo Azul, and 33 and Rio Grande do Sul producers to recover medicinal plants, in which producers from MST from Porto Alegre are participating. According to Puigdeval, this project, called Integrating Knowledge, has strengthened the binational links on agroecology and has even received international recognition by the Plasmur Project's Mercosur medicinal plants. In fact, a joint delegation of the MST and the SAT will go to Asunción, Paraguay, to present the project. Several of the lines of work of the SAT have to do with the recovery of almost extinct varieties and the promotion of the cultivation of medicinal or aromatic herbs as alternatives. It also has a strong educational feature, which caused that all primary schools from the Dress Department were present in the festival. On other issues, Puigdeval talked about the Native Seeds Bank, which is based on the exchange of seeds outside the limits of commercialization, like it could be seen in the event. The popular Native Seeds Bank is in the hands of the producers, and its logic is not to trade them, but to make the seeds accessible to the public. A producer must return 1.5 times the amount of seeds withdrawn. It is a type of exchange, and that is what needs to be strengthened, that everyone can access seeds without having to pay for them. This is small scale, but the reproduction of seeds causing a self-reproduction habit is highlighted, which is crucial to all producers.
You're listening to Real World News.